Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Morning, Penny.
I want a word with you.
Oh?
Yes. Look, Mike, I said to you not to tell anyone about Tina leaving, didn't I?
Yeah, and I didn't.
Well, Matthew knows, as he's just asked me if I knew anything about her leaving.
Oh, well, I didn't say anything to him.
Well, you must have done, because no one else knows.
Well, I didn't tell him.
Well, who did then?
I don't know.
Oh, Mike, if no one else knows, then it must have been you.
I didn't tell Matthew.
Well, did you tell Henry then?
No.
So how in the hell did Matthew find out?
I don't know. So, what did he say to you?
He asked me if I was aware that Tina was planning on leaving Patterson's. And was she in this morning?
And what did you say?
I said I hadn't seen her, but I was sure she'd be in a minute.
And what did you say about her leaving? What did you say to that?
I said I had heard something about her leaving.
You said what?
Well, I couldn't lie, could I? But I didn't say she was aiming to leave. I just said that at some point I think she might. Well, we all could, couldn't we?
So, is he going to ask her then?
I don't know. But if he wants to see her, I suppose it's possible, isn't it?
Where is she then?
Oh, she's probably in the staff room.
I see. So, well, let me know what she says.
About what?
About her leaving.
You did tell him, didn't you?
No, I just want to know when she's going to go, that's all.
Mike, she won't leave. I'm sure of it.
Well, she might have to if she's done something else wrong.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, it's true. She's had one warning, so she'll have to behave herself from now on, or she'll be out.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Penny.
Well, you are, aren't you? You told Matthew so she would have to explain to him why she wants to leave. Is that it? Is that why you told him?
I didn't tell him. Are you being so unreasonable about this?
Me? Oh, I shouldn't have told you in the first place. I should have realised that you'd have it in for Tina.
Well, maybe you should have kept that information to yourself, but you didn't, did you?
I thought I could trust you.
Well, you can. Oh, come on, Penny. We don't want to row over Tina. We've got the holiday to look forward to. We can't argue now.
Me? Go on holiday with you? I'm going to have a think about that.
Morning, Yes. You okay?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. Oh, by the way, I got the parsley.
Oh, great, thank you. Have you got the receipt and I'll pay you now?
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, thanks. And that was so well remembered, I'd forgotten all about it.
Oh, well, I wrote it down.
Well, I think I should do that more often. My mind's like a sieve sometimes.
Oh, sorry.
No, no, you go ahead.
It's Matthew.
Is everything all right?
Yes, he's just texting me about Tina, because she's thinking of leaving Patterson's.
Oh, is she?
Yes. Well, that's what he says.
So I suppose they'll have to advertise for someone, won't they?
Yes, I suppose so.
And will you apply?
Me? No. I like working here, and I wouldn't want to work in the same place as Matthew anyway.
Oh, I can understand that. I wonder what she's going to do.
Oh, she's probably found a manager's job somewhere. I think that's what she always wanted to do.
Oh. I suppose someone will have to organise a leavers party for her, won't they?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. I'm not sure if anyone would go.
Oh, yes, she can't be that bad.
Well, from what I hear, she's not the most popular member of staff there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and she cannot be trusted, but that's only what I've heard.
Oh, you have to be so careful with gossip. Gets around so quickly, and sometimes none of it's true.
Have I done something wrong?
No, why?
Well, because you seem to be in a bit of a bad mood. I thought you'd be pleased to see me, as I really didn't think I'd be in today.
I am pleased to see you, and I'm not in a bad mood.
So what is it then?
I'm worried about the holiday.
Oh, not that again.
Well, I don't think three of us going on holiday together will work.
It can do. I've been away with a couple of friends before now, and it was fine.
Really? And it was all okay?
Yes. We all sort of did our own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're not thinking of cancelling, are you?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. I thought you were looking forward to it.
I was. So, Tina, have you seen Matthew today?
No, have you?
Yes, but only briefly.
So why do you ask?
Oh, nothing.
Well, to be honest with you, Penny, I don't want to see him. All I'm going to do today is do my job, be polite and keep my head down.
Oh, good for you. And I am pleased you came in.
Well, that's all down to you. If I hadn't spoken to you, I wouldn't have done so. So thanks, Penny. Oh, and did you bring in the cake?
Yes, I did.
And what is it?
It's coffee cake.
Oh, lovely. Do you know what? You were so right, Penny. A good night's sleep did me the world of good. I woke up this morning feeling quite positive. I do love working here, and I don't want to leave. And I still aim to be manager here one day, even if I'm 90 when I do it. Whoops! That was another joke.
Yes, I know it was.
Ah, Penny, do sit down. And please, don't look so worried you haven't done anything wrong.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Now, the reason I want to have a word with you is about staffing. We are extremely short-staffed next week.
Oh, I see.
So, what I wanted to ask you is, if it would be possible if you could swap your day off to Wednesday?
Yes. Yeah, that would be fine.
And it might be the following week as well. Is that all right?
Yeah, okay.
But I will try my best to find someone else. But that is proving rather difficult at the moment.
All right. Well, I can probably do both weeks if it helps.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you. So that's it then.
Oh, before I go, are my holiday dates still okay?
Let me just check for you. So, bear with me. Just for a minute, I'm sure they are... Ah, oh yes, it's all here. Yes, that's fine.
Oh, great.
Oh, can you get that for me, please?
Me?
I've got a customer waiting to see me.
Oh, okay.
Yes, go on, but because I can't keep the customer waiting any longer.
Oh, hello. Can I speak to Matthew, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's not here at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. Can you say that Becky phoned and I'll phone him back at about 5?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, and who am I talking to, please?
It's Penny. Penny Taylor.
Ah, I don't think I met you. I don't know if you were there, but I came to the shop a couple of weeks ago. But no, I don't think we met, did we?
No, we didn't.
Oh, maybe I'll see you next time. I'll be down again soon.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So don't forget to give Matthew the message, will you?
No, I won't. I'll go and tell him now.
Oh, thank you. So, I'll see you soon.
Yes, okay. Right, well, bye for now.
Yes. Bye, Penny. Bye.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.